So thank you all for coming to the Sunday Love Feast. Our microphone doesn't stay in one place here. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that we have to give up everything and surrender to Him. Sarva dharman parityaja mamekam sharanam braja. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says the same thing. Jale dako tahe kaha Krishna upadash. Everywhere you go, everyone you meet, give them this science of Krishna consciousness. Such beautiful philosophy and such scientific philosophy. We are Rupanugas. Means we follow the path of Rupa Goswami, the Goswamis. The Goswamis have instructed to Vacho Vegam Manasa Krodha Vegam Jiva Vegam Udrapasta Vegam, to control the senses. Yoga means I control my speech, Vacho Vegam Manasa Krodha Vegam, my anger, Jiva Vegam, my tongue, Udrapasta Vegam, the belly, genital, all things controlled. This is real yoga. Yoga isn't just some postures. Of course, there's hatha yoga. But bhakti yoga and the culmination of yoga means that one has to control the senses, control the mind, control one's activities. And therefore, the Goswamis have told us to reduce as far as possible. Eating, sleeping, mating, defense, to minimize. Srila Prabhupada called it plain living and high thinking. But reduce one's eating, eat only Krishna prasadam. And ultimately, what is necessary to keep body and soul together. Reduce sleep. We heard Srila Prabhupada this morning in a lecture that in Western society we try to increase the sleep. Sleep 12 hours in a day, that's a very successful man. I know my father, when we were young in Chicago, we had to be very careful. On the weekend mornings, he would sleep up until noon, go to bed at 10 at night and sleep till noon the next day, and don't dare make a noise and wake up your father because he's getting his rest. He supports the family. Of course, that was very nice. He's a great man. He was a great man. But we waste our lives sleeping as many hours. If you are more wealthy, then you can sleep longer in a nicer bed, posturpedic special bed, and eat out of very special dinnerware and fine foods. But actually the Goswamis have told us reduce. I had one personal example just recently. I had to go to a doctor in a hospital. And the nephrologist came in and looked at my chart and looked at me and said, is it possible that you could reduce your eating as much as possible and reduce your intake of liquids, drinking, as far as possible? Western doctor. And I thought, wow, that's great instruction. I said, sure, I could try that. He said, this is very helpful. We've studied scientifically and it would be very helpful if you rest your organs. And then the cardiologist came in And he said, no more heavy activity. Your heart is a little bit weakened. Especially, can you give up sex life? It's actually broken, but you could try. And I actually smiled. I was laughing. I said, yes, by default, that's happening already. No problem. There was actually a story one devotee told in class not so long ago that I think it was Ernest Hemingway was told by his doctor, finished, sex life finished. And he went home and committed suicide. But for devotee, when the doctor tells you that's it, you're finished, then a devotee smiles and says, thank you very much. And then he also said, you're laying here in the bed for 12 hours. We have an IV in your arm with two IVs pumping drugs. And you're on all these machines. And your blood pressure is still high. And I looked, I said, I don't know what to do. He looked at me, cardiologist, have you ever heard of meditation? And I said, yes, I chant. I do meditation. I chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And he said to me something that I think was the Goswami's instructing me. Try to go deeper in your meditation. And I was like, looking, who are these doctors? They're telling me, eat little, drink little, go deeper into meditation, and give up sense gratification. These are the same things that are there in the Vaishnava Shastra. The Goswamis are teaching, reduce sense gratification, reduce your eating, reduce your extravagance. That is yoga. Minimize and go deeper, go very deep into Krishna meditations, chanting, dancing. And I thought, I looked around, I thought, wait a second, let me see. Did I actually die and this is the Goswamis? They're coming in the form of doctors to preach the same thing and then some devotees came to visit. I realized I'm still here. These doctors are giving me the message of nectar of instruction of Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. Because they know Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, he's the original physician to heal us from the disease that we're really suffering. It's called what is that? Our disease is the cure is, I forget the name in Sanskrit, but the disease that we are suffering is birth, death, disease, and old age. And when we take the medicine, the real medicine, to cure the disease, which is chanting and Krishna conscious lifestyle, then we can conquer over this Bhava Roga. The word is Bhava Roga. Bhava Roga means the disease of this material world. Bhava Roga. And the medicine is called the Bhava Saudi. The medicine that's there to cure us is Krishna Katha, or topics relating to Krishna. So I was very stunned that this is actually the message of the Goswamis. But we're so thick. The Goswamis are telling us. The Shastra is there. Spiritual Master is there. Telling us, minimize material life. Maximize your spiritual life and chanting. Try to be a yogi, but we have a very hard time following when we hear it and we're in a mood of enjoyment ourselves. But when someone tells us, go deeper into meditation or you're going to die a young man, or don't eat and drink so much or your kidneys are going to fail, then we're very eager to listen. Then we're very eager to take up the same instruction that is there by the original physician, Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. So this philosophy of Krishna consciousness is so nice and so practical, even from the medical standpoint, even from the materialistic point of view, taking to chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, meditation. My father had a similar experience. Before he passed away, he said, I'm going to the doctor. I have to get a full checkup, maybe a few years before he passed. I said to him, Dad, first of all, stop smoking, stop eating meat, and start chanting. And he said, yeah, right, I expect that from you. He's Westerner. He was from the Midwest, not of Indian origin. He went to his doctor, and doctor told him, first of all, Bill, stop eating meat. Stop smoking cigarettes. And they told him, this was years ago, take up some form of meditation to calm down your nerves. Your blood pressure also too high in the family. So even from the devotional point of view, he called me and said I could have saved the copay, $150-$200 in those days, if I would listen to you, because he told me the same thing you told me, and you didn't even look. I said, that wasn't me. That's Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. Reduce mundane activities and take up devotional activities. So we have so much to be grateful for to Rupa Goswami, to Srila Prabhupada, who's a Rupanuga. We are Prabhupadanuga, followers of Srila Prabhupada. Rupanuga means followers of Rupa Goswami. Prabhupada has given us this easy method of chanting and dancing and eating Krishna prasadam, living a holy lifestyle, no matter where. You live outside, inside. You can read Prabhupada's books. You can chant Hare Krishna. You can serve the deities. You can hear Srila Prabhupada's classes in the Bhagavatam. Such wonderful culture of Krishna. Prabhupada even said himself one time that the historians will note this period of time, how the world was changed. Because this is the first time in the history of the Western world that Vedic culture has come. And everyone is appreciative. They love chanting. One gentleman asked me, they were putting on a festival, and he wanted to know all about the Festival of Chariots. He was a non-devotee chanter, but they love chanting and they love devotees. Said, who are the big names that are going to be chanting at your Festival of the Chariots? I said, well, there's Karnamrita and C.C. White, Chaitanya Dasi, and Temple Bhajan Band. He said, no. Who are the big names? What big names? And I said, oh, we have three big names. Hare, Krishna, and Rama. He laughed. He knew he was defeated. You don't get bigger than that. Those are the big names. You want big names? We got big names. Chaitanya and Nityananda. Krishna and Balaram. Sita and Ram. Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. Hare Krishna and Rama. So it isn't about chanting for some aggrandizement. But people are appreciating, the devotees are chanting from their heart, singing the names of Krishna and Govinda. That this is wonderful culture, the artwork, beautiful culture. Where else can you see deity worship on this level? Six times a day, artiks going on, offerings being made. When I first saw the deities, I was in San Francisco long time ago, 1972 or 71. And I went to the temple, there was a huge Jagannath deity. And the president there told me, you come in here, it's like entering a spaceship to another planet. And I thought, this is another planet. I've never seen that they're offering arti. And even when Prabhupada was there, I saw Prabhupada in the House of Flowers. They had, and I never saw it again, a 24-foot, what do you call, a peacock fan. 20-foot long handle. Like something out of Alibaba and the 40 Thieves. They were fanning Srila Prabhupada, and I thought, this is the most amazing thing I've seen in my life. In the House of Flowers, 1972, San Francisco, Golden Gate Park, Srila Prabhupada was speaking, and they're fanning him with a peacock fan with a 20-foot handle. The culture was so... I was amazed. The clothing, amazing culture of Krishna, deity worship, art, the literature of Srila Prabhupada's books, the music, so absorbing. We went to Kirtan in Vrindavan. Most of you, I'm sure, have been to India or from India. Vrindavan, sometimes they do what's called 24-hour Kirtan. They chant nonstop. So I was there in the mid-70s. Someone was chanting, some group, not necessarily our devotees, but some Brijbasis, local residents were chanting, Sitaram, 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 Sitaram. Jai Sitaram, 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 Sitaram. Sitaram, Sitaram, Sitaram. I was so filled up from hearing 24 hours Sitaram, that everywhere you went, Sitaram was in your consciousness. And when I came home, some people were engaging in Los Angeles in their normal activity of cutting each other off on the highway and saying mantras that we can't repeat in front of saintly people. And all I could say back was, Sitaram! And sometimes it said they were giving mudras. People, they give their mudra, which we can't say in front of saintly people and in the temple room. But we give them our mudra, the Matsya mudra. Don't try this without someone holding onto the steering wheel. The passenger should do this. You can try. Right hand over left. Left hand over right. And then Matsya. I didn't make this up. This is actually ancient Vedic. Whenever you purify some artik paraphernalia before offering, the Matsya Mudra. So they give you their mudra, some terrible thing, and you can give them back. Don't do this. You have to have somebody holding the wheel. You give them back Matsya Mudra, guaranteed they'll switch three lanes over. They may exit and go to a gas station. They don't know who they're messing with. So the idea is to be filled up with Krishna Katha. Filled up with the chanting, filled up with the mantras, filled up with the culture of Krishna. This was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction. Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Man Marabhava Mad Bhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru. Think of me. Become my devotee. Worship me. Offer obeisances. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 500 years ago, came and made it very simple. Bolo Krishna, Bhaje Krishna, Koro Krishna Shiksha. Chant Krishna's name. Bhaje Krishna, worship Lord Krishna, like coming to the Sunday program and chanting at home, doing worship at home and here in the temple. Koro Krishna Shiksha, study the teachings of Lord Krishna and give those teachings to others. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's simple instruction. And if we follow, then we also can become very purified, very saintly, and very satisfied. In this material world, everyone is looking for happiness, anando maya vyasat. We're all pleasure seekers, but unfortunately people are looking for pleasure in the wrong place. People are thinking, I'll be happy if I buy a nice new house. And when the value of the house goes from $250,000 to $110,000 due to the market, I'm not so happy anymore. Or I'll be happy if I just get a wonderful husband or a beautiful wife. And when something goes wrong in the family life, so many times there's divorce, then that so-called happiness is finished. But Krishna conscious happiness is not dependent on externals. Of course, we encourage nice household life. We encourage take care of your responsibilities and your children in a nice way. But at the same time, the real happiness, real pleasure, that's the pleasure of chanting Hare Krishna and engaging in devotional service. That pleasure is yayatma supersedati. It's the pleasure of the soul. There's the pleasure of the body and there's the pleasure of the soul. But lasting pleasure, real pleasure, is the pleasure of the soul. And this life is fragile, we don't know. We're thinking I'll live till 80 or 85 or 90 or whatever. But actually this life is fragile. We never know what will happen to us. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, great saint, child saint, Dhruva Maharaj, child saint, five-year-old boy, they all said, take it very seriously now, wherever you're at. You may be young man, you may be old, you may be rich, you may be poor. Whatever position we're in, take shelter of chanting and engaging in Krishna's service. Then we can start to cultivate spiritual happiness. Spirituality is the real thing. It doesn't just mean a negation of material life. It doesn't just mean do good to others. We like to do good to others. But real spirituality means I'm giving pleasure to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I'm engaging in God's service. And because I'm part and parcel of God, I become satisfied when I engage in His service. So much so that at the end of this life, when the body is no longer suitable for being inhabited by the soul, when the soul has to leave, the soul will be yearning and engaging in spiritual life and therefore become qualified to take on a spiritual body. This is our goal according to Vedas, that this life isn't meant just for pleasing this body. The body is temporary. At a certain point in time, it will become uninhabitable. When I had this trip to the hospital, I had some congenital problem that the lungs fill up with fluid due to some leakage in the heart. And I'm taking so many medications from the doctors and following the advice of Dr. Rupa Goswami Prabhupada and his representatives of minimizing. But at that time, this body felt like it was uninhabitable. Krishna or God is the breath of life. And when we can't breathe anymore, when the body, when the lungs are no longer functioning properly, and there's no more breath, then this body becomes uninhabitable. And we have to take on another body. And the Vedic literature say, Ante Narayana Smriti. Whatever we're thinking of at the time of leaving this body, that we attain. And it's the purpose of our life to purify this existence, and not that we're just waiting for heaven. We can make it the spiritual world in this life by chanting and engaging in Krishna service and eating Krishna prasadam, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. But especially when this body becomes no longer inhabitable, we have to be prepared by a lifetime of training to think of Krishna and chant Hare Krishna and be absorbed in deep meditation of Lord Krishna at the time of death. Then, according to Vedas, we'll go to Krishna's place. We'll be transferred to Krishna's abode. No more material body. No more enjoying and suffering in this material world. Or, at Bhagavad Gita says, at least one can be born in a family of saintly persons. So let us chant together to get some training. Do we still have a mridanga player on board? Uh-oh. Any mridanga player? Someone plays mridanga? You play mridanga, Prabhu? He's going to play. Let's chant simple mantra. Repeat after me. It's a little bit difficult. Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, hey. And it literally translates to mean, oh my God, 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 oh my God. Oh my God, help. This is a mantra we can all use. Very simple mantra. Any 3-year-old can chant, Krishna, 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 hey. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he chanted this mantra. He chanted, of course, Hare Krishna mantra, but he was also chanting, Krishna, 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 hey. You can play cards also too. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, pray. Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Pahi Mahum. Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Pahi Mahum. Oh, Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Krishna,
hey. Sometimes I like to tell the story that we were at one kirtan, and I explain to people that it's call response. So one person in the kirtan crowd said, well, why are you the guy who's leading if it's call response? So I stopped and said, well, what do you mean? He said, you sound like someone who's been smoking and drinking for the last 30 years. Everyone laughed. I laughed. I said, actually, I haven't been smoking for 37 years or drinking. But the reason that I lead is because it's my harmonium. In other words, anyone can lead kirtan. Anyone can chant kirtan. Kirtan is for everyone. You don't even need to have the mridanga. I was with one group, they didn't have a mridanga, they wanted to chant. The lady turned over one of those bottles, that 5-gallon bottles you put water in. It was empty. And started hitting it and chanting Hare Krishna mantra. It was very beautiful. A little weird, but beautiful. You don't have to be an opera singer. You don't have to be a folk hero or some kind of classical Indian sitarist. Everyone can chant. Your voice may be pretty, not so pretty. Krishna is looking for the bhavagrahi, the devotional sentiment. If we give our love and devotion to the Lord and chant with seriousness, then that becomes pleasing to Him and also becomes pleasing to ourselves and everyone else. So this chanting is for everyone. You don't have to, no one has to be a special person to lead the kirtan. You come to the temple, everyone can chant and lead. And chanting is so wonderful that the effects of chanting can be felt by everyone. By the person chanting, by people that hear the chanting. It is such a wonderful... People tell us all the time. We go to so many Christian interfaith events and New Age events, and they say, please can you... we were just on Saturday at Peace Now at the Religious Science of the Mind Church in Redondo Beach. And they gave a donation to the temple. Please, will you come and open the event with an hour of chanting? Event in the grounds, in the outside grounds. By Krishna's grace, it wasn't raining. Will you open the event? Because the head priestess said that the chanting is so purifying to the atmosphere. She said, when devotees come and chant, the whole atmosphere becomes ready for spiritual activity. Of course, I can't back up everything they did at that festival because they were serving some unspeakable things to eat. It wasn't all Krishna prasadam, unfortunately. And they were engaged in some nefarious activities. I think after us, the, belly dancers came on. We won't discuss. But they knew that the chanting is so purifying and so welcome. So each of us, we can go. Don't be bashful. You can go in your workplace, go in your profession, in your school, among your friends, and introduce them to this chanting and the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. It's very sublime, and people are appreciating it more and more. That's our business. Jale dako tahe kaha Krishna upadash. Wherever you go, whoever you meet, give them a taste of Krishna prasadam. Give them a taste of the Bhagavad Gita. Give them a taste of chanting. Our life becomes satisfied and purified, and their life becomes satisfied. So does anyone have any questions? I don't know if there's any new people. I'm not always here in L.A., but does anyone have any questions? We have a minute or two before prasadam. Yes, ma'am. Very good question. The flames that are brought around are part of the aruti. Aruti is the ceremony of offering incense, ghee lamp, flower, a handkerchief, fan to Krishna. It's a practice in India for 5,000 years. And when those items are offered, after they're offered on the altar, then they're considered to be prasadam, or sanctified mercy. Sanctified, so that when they come with the ghee lamp, it's a ghee lamp, and you take the ghee lamp and put it to your head, you're getting that blessing. It's a big blessing. So take in the flame, put it to your head, that's a big blessing. Water also. When I was in the hospital, someone brought me Ganga water and a Harinam chutter and a picture of Radha Krishna. I think they thought I was going to die. I said, where's the tulsi leaves? You can put them in my mouth. I'm okay. It was just, you know, something that happened, but I'm not dying. And they went, oh, I wasn't sure. Can I get the picture of Radha Krishna back when you're done? I couldn't believe they were going to... I said, so you're going to wait till I... and then take the picture? They were very nice to bring it. But all of those things are mercy. The Ganga water, the flame is offered to Krishna, and then we get the remnants. Just like the feast is offered to Krishna, and we're going to eat the remnants. That's called prasadam. And that's very purifying. Everyone can taste. We bring prasadam everywhere, and people are like, well, what do you put in your food? Of course, we put love and devotion, and a little bit of cumin and asafoetida. But they're amazed. As soon as they eat prasadam, their whole consciousness changes. Because the prasadam, or the mercy, like the lamp, has the potency of the bhakti. We were saying bhavagrahi, the devotional sentiment. That sentiment is transferred into the items that are offered to God. So the cooks, they're making the food and they're offering it with great love and devotion. You are actually eating, you're going across the street to eat love and devotion. There'll be some nice foodstuffs too. Some halava and puri and sweet rice and sabji and wonderful. Those of you who are my age, be careful. Just eat the love and devotion. But everyone is getting the love and devotion. And that's what was in the ghee lamp. A lot of what they call bhakti, love and devotion, instead of lust and commotion. Everyone's giving out lust and commotion. Krishna and devotees are giving love and devotion. Prema pumarto mahan. Prema. Krishna prema. Love. Real love. Very good question. Any other questions? Don't be bashful. Okay, thank you very kindly. Let's eat Krishna prasadam. Let's chant one mantra together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you'd like also, you could take the chanting home with you. We have our temple bhajan band live. Sorry we didn't have the whole band today. They're all in Laguna at a festival. But you can take this home and play it while you drive, while you're going to sleep. Someone even told me their baby won't go to sleep without playing our CD. I thought that's the perfection of. The baby would cry and cry when they play the CD. Oh, I felt very good. That was very encouraging. So thank you, Hari Bol.
As we all know,